It is the Homemade Broadcast. We are live. I don't know why it doesn't tell me immediately when I'm live, but it doesn't. So we sit there awkwardly for a few seconds. Oh, there goes Cat. My name is Will Coots. This is Anna Hummel. This is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 540, on time, on the dot at 6 p.m. because Anna is at home.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Probably for the best.
Pardon?
Probably for the best, to be frank.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably could have made it, but the weather was acting sketch. Helene's coming, so decided to play it safe today.
That's smart. That's smart. Well, welcome to the show. Two shows in 1 week. That's pretty exciting. This is our normal 6 p.m. show here today on Wednesday. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, this happened in the past, so you're not going to know because Radio St. Pete, it airs at. By the way, congratulations to Radio St. Pete. A runner-up for the Best of the Bay. Did you know that?
Yes. No, I did not know that. A runner-up. Did the first loser?
Second loser. I will say...
No. Wait, you said runner-up.
Yes. Well, they have two runners-up. One being... The winner was WMNF. Congratulations to them. A powerhouse. And then, of course, number two... is 102.5 The Bone, came in second, first runner-up, third runner-up, Radio St. Pete. How about that?
Third place, yes. You know who else is in third place? You told me today, I almost slipped my wrist. Hawk Tua
is the number three podcast in the world right now. Do you know who's ahead of her?
Yes, I think.
Who?
Joe Rogan and then Tucker Carlson.
That's right.
I heard someone told me she was fourth behind Candace Owens, but maybe those two places are reversed.
Well, I did look at Spotify's charts. Maybe it was another chart. Maybe it was iTunes or something. But on Spotify, she's number three.
Yeah, so top four. I mean, that's pretty good, especially when you don't have any talent or a brain. I'm projecting because I am upset right now. You told me that, and like I was driving, and I was like, "Oh, that's crazy." And then I was having the conversation again with my partner, no, my boyfriend, and he's like, "Did you hear Hawk 2 was? You know, he said number four." And then it like really sank in. We were sitting there eating dinner and I was just like, wow, that really makes me mad. I think I'm mad now. All of a sudden I was overcome with anger. So, but I feel like that's not a good way to live, right? Like I should be happy for other people.
Yeah.
Right. Is that you just go, you know what? She was like, there was a glitch in the matrix. She made a joke about fellatio that's really kicked off. The people who were videotaping didn't even get any fame or, you know, props at all. It was just her. So she really ran with it.
It's funny because you messaged me and I don't know what the context was exactly, but I think it was either earlier this morning or last night. You said, how does one become an industry plant? And I was like, I wonder what that means. And I said, I wish I knew because I am in. If anybody of any like figures, and I have a story about that coming up in just a second, but if any figures are out there, I am ready and willing to spread your message for money.
Yeah. I was like, how do I become a plant? Where do I sign up? And it was so funny because I get in these, not like I'm not daydreaming, but I get in like a vortex of thought and I start thinking about my life and my future like it's a puzzle. Like, what have I not thought of? What rock have I not turned over? What person did I not contact? What angle am I just like, there's the answer. I just got to find it. There's a maze and I'm not looking in the right direction. I'm not going down the right corridor. And I was just sitting there just thinking. And I went, industry plant. How do you get found? You know, I'm cool with that. I'm cool if, you know, I'm a, to me, it's like the CIA operative.
Yeah.
The entertainment industry.
Let me throw this at you. I don't know if your father still has any connections, but well known that he was recruited by the Secret Service or CIA of Israel, the Mossad.
He was tapped. I wouldn't consider that recruited because he was never officially in the Mossad.
Well, maybe ask him. Maybe see if he knows somebody, an email address, somebody. Heimowitz at Mossad.org or something.
.edu. I don't know if they're looking for like radio talent, especially one that doesn't speak Hebrew, you know? I'm willing to learn. I might be taking Hebrew classes next month, actually.
Can Lex Friedman speak Israeli?
Hebrew?
Is their language?
It's called Hebrew.
Yeah, thank you.
No, he doesn't speak Israeli because that's not a language. I think he speaks Russian, Ukrainian. Okay. I think he's like half Russian, half Ukrainian, which is basically like the same thing.
I am convinced that he is an industry plant.
Lex?
Yes.
Mm.
Who is he? And all of a sudden he has one of the top podcasts in the world. And is talking to like Putin and all these.
Did he talk to Putin?
I think he did. I think he talked to Trump too, didn't he?
Oh, we talked to Trump. I know that, but yeah. I don't think he talked to Putin yet. That is definitely like on his list of people to talk to, which would be great because he could do the interview in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So there would definitely be an edge with that because you can speak their language. Lex was at MIT. He was doing like advanced robotics work. Again, that doesn't mean anything to you?
No. How many advanced robotics graduates have there been from MIT that have not gone on to be uber successful? It's not the same world. It's not the same world.
I don't know all of them do podcasting. He somehow got in with Joe Rogan. And he was on Joe Rogan a few times. And then I feel like after that, he's like, I should start one. And he's not like, it's one of those things where I'm like, you are not a great interviewer, but I watch him a lot because... Yeah, I like him, if that makes sense. He is very likable in my estimation.
I don't agree at all. I find him very unlikable, but, you know, different tastes. I tried him out, and then I was like, this guy's something's weird with him. He's a plant. And then I stopped listening to him.
I do not recommend watching him talk to Elon because it's like two robots talking to each other. That was the first one I saw, and I was like, ugh. And then I started watching him with other people who were a bit more lively. And I'm like, oh, this is actually palatable. So
I like it. Well, good. You can get in touch with the show, by the way, 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. You can follow Anna at Anna Hummel Radio. She's not very active, but she is there. I'm not on Twitter anymore. I do have an account, but I don't do anything with it. So HMB Tampa Bay, if you'd like to follow that. Homemade Man, home_made_man. On Instagram, if you could follow me over there, that would be great. We do have a Substack now as well, hmbradio.substack.com. That podcast will go up in its entirety. We're going to do it half an hour for free preview, and then a half an hour behind the paywall at Substack. Or if you want, you can watch live, obviously, or you could wait till Sunday and get the whole thing for free on YouTube. I'm working out the kinks. I'm working out the details. You know, Substack, Anna, does have a live video feature.
Ooh, okay.
But I do feel like we need to build up the YouTube before we start building up the Substack. So
yeah.
If you're an audio only fiend like me who listens to podcasts audio only, it might be beneficial to you to sign up there. Or if you just want to support the show, that would be great. You can donate at Venmo at Will Koontz, and I'll split that with Anna. That's always nice. We got some super chats. Yes, we do. We'll get to those momentarily here. You can, if you super chat us, we'll make sure that yours get read there. Actually, let me just do that now, Anna, since I don't want to lose them here. Donkey Teeth says, hey, you finally have super chat. Hey, Anna and Will, how's Gus?
Gus is good. We're trying to find out the best spot for Gus not to be hit by a tree. Think he'll be all right.
And Will's YouTube, by the way, if you want to watch on YouTube live at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, and who knows, we might pop in occasionally on a weekday too. We haven't got a schedule worked out, so just might be random. So just make sure you subscribe and hit the bell. That way you'll get notified if we ever do a AM podcast. And Garrett says, I will never pay Hawk to a strictly HMB. Damn right. Thank you. Thank you, Garrett. You're a good man. Oh, gosh. I had a great day today, Anna. Can I tell you about my day?
Oh, my God. Great news. Please share. You haven't had a great day in like 8 months.
I haven't. I've been. So remember on the AM edition that we did on Monday, I was telling you how I was like sick from that sinus spray that I ordered. So I stopped using it. It seems to be clearing up, but I also might have just had a sinus infection. I found out. I'm not sure. So I wasn't feeling great. I went to bed early last night. My partner, the lovely Julia, surprised me with a massage today. Not by her. She sent me to a place. She didn't want to do it herself, which I don't blame her. But she gave me a, she's like, will you go if I purchase this for you? And I said, you know what? F it. Let's do it. I'm not big on massages. They feel good. I do like them, but I don't want to be touched is the big thing.
Wait, what was this? Explain how the massage was supposed to help you with your problem.
Well, just in pain, in constant pain. And,
You said you had a sinus infection and I was
feel good, right? I mean, you're just getting the drainage, lymphage.
Okay. The lymphatic drainage.
Lymphatic drain. Thank you. Sure. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
It feels good. You're right. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? All right. So I went and there was a, not elderly, but an older woman there who was my massage therapist, a little portly.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you think that they had like, they let your girlfriend know, hey, these are the roster people that are available? Like, no one over under 65, please. Someone, you know, that I won't have to worry about anything happening. Nothing you bond with. You don't want to be uncomfortable when, you know, some hot 29-year-old's rubbing you down. That could get weird.
Yeah, so. It can't. And honestly, I don't really want that, frankly.
Yeah, because then it's like uncomfortable and you're stressed. Whereas like if Bertha's doing the massage, who cares?
Relax and enjoy it. I'm not horny. Right. Yeah. There's like a 22, then you run the risk of, you know, obviously, how can I say this, radio friendly, a tent in your pants, I guess.
Excitement.
You get excited. There you go. That's much better. Or like, you know, if I fart or something, I'll just be like, oh, sorry, I farted. What do you want from me? But I would be really embarrassed if it was like, this is a very respectable person.
Sure.
But, you know, like a real...
But a hottie, yeah. If it's someone you're attracted to, you're just like, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can't relax. You're not falling asleep. You're wide awake, making sure, you know, your BH is this tight and nothing's getting through.
Yeah, you're just making sure that you're not farting, not popping, you know, not rodding it up in the masseuse chair. You're just picturing, you know, the Millennium Falcon going into hyperspace. You know, just keeping your concentration on that and making sure you don't do anything farting or, you know, getting
excited. When someone is really attractive or attractive at all, like you're worried about making them comfortable. Mm-hmm. But if they're not attractive, you're just worried, concerned about your own comfort.
That's right.
You're just concerned about is Will enjoying his good time.
It's funny, though, because one of the you had to fill out like a questionnaire when you got there. Like, what hurts? Or do you have any conditions? Do you have anything, you know, going on with you that might...
You're just like, I'm fat.
No, I said no, but then they're like, okay, and you got to fill out the back too. And that was like, you agree to these things. Like, don't do this. And it was like, any sexual comments, you will be asked to leave and you will have to pay full price. So don't even think about asking for a, you know what. We got another super chat here. Will is the king. Anna is a smoker. Thank you, Pillow Pants. I appreciate that. You used to give me an option where I could like pull these up later. I want to make sure I'm reading these. It's not letting me do it now. That's unfortunate. Anyway, thank you.
Pillow Pants and donkey teeth.
And so I did that. And I did fart, but only after she left the room when I was getting up. So one fart did come out.
What was it, 60 minutes or 90?
It was a full 90.
That's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm feeling good. Julia took care of the tip every night for me.
No, deep tissue.
Oh, deep tissue. Yeah. I mean, like, she was like, let me know if you're okay with the pressure. And I was like, I'm fine. I needed probably a little harder, to be quite honest. But she was, you know, a 60, in her 60s, 65 maybe.
You have robust forearms.
She did. She got it, which was good. Yeah, that was good. That was good. I could have used a little bit more. But,
really?
It was actually a pretty great experience. And I need to do that like once a month. Because I'm jacked up. My body is jacked.
Yeah, massages are great. I too like pain. I think I mentioned this to you yesterday.
Yeah.
I usually don't work out doing group fitness, but I think I might be getting a job, Will.
Oh.
I might be getting a job. Not a radio job, but kind of like a for now job.
That's fine. That's good.
You know what I wanted? I wanted a place where I would never run into any Bubba Army. And guess where that place is?
Where? Gym. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, I was like, I will never, ever run into local Bubba Army at a gym. And they're like, hey, it's like a boot camp style gym sort of thing. And they're like, hey, do you want to take a class? And I think they thought I was going to say no. Like, oh, maybe next weekend. I was like, hell yeah, let's go. So I respond really well to being yelled at. And mm-hmm. when people, like, I wanted to tell the instructor, like, be meaner. Like, tell me that I suck, I'm a loser, you know, because they're, like, trying to amp you up when they yell. But I like to be berated with insults. Like, that does it for me because that makes me work harder. Yeah. But I loved it. It was great. And I think I'm going to start probably the week after next. So
nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. You know, I mean, you have a lot of time to sit with your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And maybe if you just have something to distract yourself a little bit in a place that, you know, aside from obviously broadcasting, radio, podcasting, whatever, I would say your second favorite place is, you know, the gym or doing physical activity of some kind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good, you know, second place.
Yeah. It's a good fit for me for sure. So I'm excited to get started with that. And it is funny because, like, I am like HR on a sort of, you know what I mean? Like, you got to start slow with these people because a lot of them are like, they're like moms. It's like a very like mom friendly place, which is cool. But I gotta maybe not come out with like the racial stuff like quite yet. Like, leave that for maybe, you know, maybe November, December sort of a thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah. You gotta depressurize them.
Yeah, yeah.
Related to you. If you don't submerge correctly, if you're wearing a scuba tank, you get the bends, you know, and then you So just kind of get in there, you know,
yeah. Take
time, but they'll be all right. Well, good. Good. That's great news. I also today, can I ask you what it pays?
No.
Okay. That's probably not. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
I mean, no. Because you're going to know from my face what it is.
I know. It's got to be 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I make. I can't, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks for the super chats.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. So I also I got back from that. I went and had a nice breakfast by myself, which was really nice. I haven't done that
before. After.
After.
Good.
After. Yeah. Yeah.
So what time did you go this morning? It was like a morning massage. Yeah,
8:30.
8:30.
Mm hmm. All yep, right. I went to bed early last night. I didn't drink, which I'm currently I'm into my hurricane snacks already. And I don't know if you know.
But is it a bottle of whiskey?
Yes, it is. I found a bottle of Miller today at one of the stores at ABC, which is pretty great. So yeah, I didn't drink last night. Wanted to make sure. I was like, man, should I take like Gas-X or something just in case? You know, because I'm concerned. You know, obviously at this point, I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't. I risked it, and I got a good night's sleep. I was ready to go. And after the breakfast, we went to a little store, one of my favorites, called the Salvation Army. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't like it. Okay, I am not rich.
Yep, I know.
I have no right to sound or even act like an elitist. I'm not. I don't like wearing clothes that have been worn by strange people I don't know.
I get it. I do get it.
I'm OCD. That's what that is. It's like, oh, we wash it. I go, I don't care. I don't care. Get away from me.
I get it. I will say, amazed with the selection at Salvation Army today. Half off clothing, which I was like, last time I was in there, you know, the most expensive thing was like $4.99, right? I mean, it's a thrift store. I found a very nice Columbia, by the way, windbreaker. But I was like, great, I'm going to Tahoe next month. You know, what is this, $5? And then half off, $2.50? Yeah, let's get this thing. Guess how much the jacket was at a thrift store? Granted, a very nice jacket, but it used from somebody else's home who's either dead or dead.
Was that's it like $30?
How much?
30.
Really close. $24.99.
And that was half off?
No, that was, so it was $12.50, I guess. But it was on an ordinary day. Yeah, but you're going, oh, like $12.50. This is a thrift store. I mean,
okay, I don't really go to thrift stores. Sometimes if it's nicer, I feel like it'd be more expensive, right?
No. I mean, like, I used to go a lot because I used to, I had a hobby of selling, like, I would find jerseys and stuff and sell them online. And I'd make a few bucks, and I thought it was fun. It's a fun hobby. But I used to get everything for super cheap. I mean, in a thrift store, typically it was like $5 was the most expensive thing. Most things were like $2.99. I remember finding like Brooks Brothers shirts and, you know, a bunch of like really nice stuff for thrift store prices. No more than $5. And
that's
now
what they cap at $5.
The what?
That's usually what they cap at $5.
Because I remember
before, and I've seen stuff that's a bit more expensive.
I mean, it's gone. I mean, not $24.99.
Okay.
That's excessive. And some lady, I was talking to some old lady who's in front of us, very, very sweet lady. And I was like, yeah, they got some nice stuff in here, but boy, it's expensive in this economy that we're experiencing. She said she found a blanket over there for $79.99. What? What?
So did you buy it?
No.
You didn't buy it.
I don't know. I found a cool Wrangler shirt that was $19.99, $10, you know, half off. No, that's too much. I got this there, though. This is a pretty cool shirt.
You got that today?
Yeah.
And how much did you pay for that?
This one, I believe, was $2.50. So this is one of the four. So they still do have those $4.99 things, but this is Goodfellow or something. Like, it's not a, you know, a Columbia jacket. It's just a stupid shirt.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thank you. Yeah, yes. I like it. I got a few other things in there. You know, also what I learned in the Salvation Army is they do not, if it doesn't have a tag on it, they won't sell it to you.
Huh.
Because I've actually found two windbreakers, and one of them I liked more than the other one. And I couldn't find a price on it, but I was like, well, this one's 24. I'll just do the $12, right?
Yeah. $12.50.
Same thing. They were like, no.
Can I ask you a question that's probably rude?
Okay.
Are you going shopping because it's fun, or are you going shopping because maybe the clothes you currently have don't fit you anymore?
Bingo. Oh. Bingo. So I donated my clothes that don't fit, and I went in to find some clothing that fits me now. And I did find a few things. I found a very nice flannel, a wool-rich flannel.
Yeah.
For Tahoe, which is exciting. That was, and I think that was $2.50 after the discount.
Are you planning on like doing something about that?
Well,
besides just getting bigger clothes.
Listen, one step at a time. Okay, I have to be clothed first. And then that's when eventually if I get to a point where I'm doing something about it again, then I can always go get my clothes back at the Salvation Army for $24.95 a piece.
Yeah. Now, have we, if again, and if this is uncomfortable, you're feeling triggered, feel free to stop me. But are we in 3X territory right now? You look like a 3Xer. I know you used to be a 2Xer.
You know, I'm in a 2X right now. I was a XL previous. Now I'm 2X. This is a 2X. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
I didn't say anything.
Why are you surprised to learn that?
No, I just, you know, kind of working where I worked before and seeing the array of people that would get certain sizes, I'm like, yeah. I'm pretty good at being like large, extra large, 2X, 4X, 6X, you're 2X, you know. So I was wondering if you were, if you were in 3X territory.
I'm not saying, you know, ask me in 3 months and we'll see where I'm at. You might be right. I mean, the XLs definitely did not fit anymore, which was a shame because I have a bunch of great, you know, shirts.
Yeah.
For, you know, I'm going to Key West. I got a lot going on. I'm having a great end of my year after the first three quarters were terrible. I'm going on a lot of trips and it's going to be fun. Key West having bamboo shirts, you know?
Yeah.
Really nice. Cruise like Key Westy shirts that I had to just ditch today. I was like, well, maybe I'll fit into them by next month. And I was like, no. I know I'm not. So I just had to get rid of them.
Yeah. You know what I noticed about you is you really like the holiday season. And I mean, who doesn't? But like, you really take it to heart to be like, well, I remember you saying it's December 1st. Year's over. I'm like, what?
I'm done.
Seems like that window of holiday is getting wider and wider and wider. Sometimes dipping in like 2 weeks into January. I'm like, Will, what are we doing here? And now it's like, you know, your birthday's the end of November, usually right around Thanksgiving. Yep, so I feel like that is the start date for you. But it seems like now you just said the last quarter. So you are now taking the quarter of the year as your holiday break.
Yeah. I'm in semi-retirement right now. So it's really starting with an event because I'm going to Tahoe for a bachelor party.
In October.
Yeah. But in like 2 weeks, right? Three weeks.
Yeah.
2.5 weeks.
Yeah. What are the dates? If I may ask
like the 15th or something.
Okay. So you got like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. But, you know, that's close enough. It's time to kick back and relax, as I like to say. Start it now. And then we got the hurt. Like, it's always an event, right? It starts with an event. So it's like hurricane. Might as well have a drink and start, you know, start the days, the holidays.
I think this got kickstarted because your girlfriend bought you a massage at the end of September and you went, It's the holidays
now.
I mean, we got a massage, we got a hurricane, we got a bachelor party. I'm never working again.
Yeah.
And then we got birthday, Thanksgiving, and then you got all the holiday parties, and then it's Christmas, and then it's New Year's.
Yep.
And then you just slide right into MLK Day, and it's like, let the party continue.
Valentine's Day. Right. Valentine's, after that.
St. Patty's, Easter. I mean,
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's really how I operate, how I do things.
Gay month.
Pride month, of course.
Like, what do they call it? Gay month. Fourth of July.
Yeah. And you're right in the Fourth of July.
Hurricane season. And then it's to Halloween. So,
of course, there's Arbor Day. You know, I'm a big Arbor Day guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really, I guess it's just, you know, I should just start now. Permanent vacation.
Yeah, you do well with that. Me not so much.
Mm-hmm. I like to relax. That's one of my favorite things. Just hang out. A good hurricane. Oh, just sit here and nowhere to be, nowhere to go. You know,
that is the best when you don't feel like you should be somewhere. It's nice when you can't be somewhere. You're like, I can't. It's a cat 3. So I almost had a meeting today right around this time. And I said to the guy, hey, PD from a market I'll never get hired in, could we do tomorrow? Because I'm getting hit with a Cat 3 and I ain't got nowhere to be.
Did he just understand?
Like, and he was like, yeah, no problem. I'm like, sweet. So
that's good. Well, good. Let's, speaking of not getting hired anymore, let's go behind the curtain, if you will. If you're listening live, obviously on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. at willsyoutube.com, you could just hang and we'll be back in like 2 seconds and we'll do the uncensored portion of the program. If you are listening on Radio St. Pete, congratulations again. Third runner up, pretty dang good with some very good company there. WMNF winning the Best of the Bay. Congratulations to them. And 102.5 The Bone coming in at the second runner up. I can't believe you lost to WMNF. You all should be ashamed of yourself. No, I'm just kidding. And Radio St. Pete, congratulations. A true underdog story, rising to the top. And I'm so proud of Radio St. Pete for how far that it's come. And it will continue to go.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.